浦东新区2022学年度第二学期教学质量检测高三英语听力部分。
Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have
heard. 1. I'm thinking of getting you a new suit for James' wedding.
I just hope that my old suit still fits. You know how I feel about shopping.
Question. What does the man mean? Two. Hello, I need to schedule an appointment for my hair. How about 10:30 this Saturday?
Let me check to see if we can squeeze you in.
Question. What does the man mean?
Three. So how much was your plane ticket?
More than I could really afford. I had to dip into my savings.
Question. What does the woman imply?
4. You're dropping out of the school orchestra, but I thought you loved it. All the traveling, playing before big crowds?
I do, but with all that time away from my studies, my grades are really starting to fall.
Question. What does the man mean? 5. Wednesdays are going to be busy days for me next semester. 3 classes in the morning and then 2 more in the afternoon. I won't even have time for lunch.
You really should try to fit it in, you know. Those afternoon classes would be tough to sit through with empty stomach.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
6. Oh, I'm sorry. I just realized that I forgot to bring the calculator you lent me. I left it in my dormitory.
That's all right. I won't need it until tonight, as long as I get it by then.
Question. What does the woman imply? 7. I've been waiting all the month for the dining week. With our credit card discount, the set meals will be really cheap.
Ah, I was just informed by the bank that our cards has just been cancelled.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. Do you think you feel energetic enough to walk to our study group session tonight?
If there is one. I guess you haven't heard the weather report. Over a foot of snow is expected for this evening.
Question. What does the woman imply? 9. What's wrong with Harold today? He shouted at me for no reason.
Don't worry. It's just the end of semester pressure. He'll be his old self next week.
Question. What does the woman say about Harold?
10. I want to be an influencer, having a certain taste and a unique way of presenting and documenting fashion visually or in written words.
I think you should deal with your social media addiction first.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Traveling abroad costs a lot, not only money, but also time and energy. But the personal benefits of traveling to a foreign country are beyond imagination. Getting away from home and stepping out of your usual routine is beneficial for both mind and body. First, traveling sharpens your mind. A new environment forces you to accept a brand new life where you'll be required to explore unfamiliar places, read foreign languages, try new things, make quick decisions, and choosing your new eating and sleeping schedule. All these will require mental processing. Once you return home, you'll be sharper than ever. In addition, traveling can give you chances to exercise. Compared with going sweating gym, exploring new cities on foot, hiking, walking between places can offer much more vigorous and enjoyable ways to exercise. That means you'll be much more active from day to day while on the road, regardless of whether your trip is an adventurous one or simply a relaxing beach trip. Nobody comes back from a journey the way they started it. For example, returning from Pakistan, a country in South Asia where people struggle to survive for lack of food or suffer from infectious diseases, you may feel more blessed and content. That is another change traveling will bring to you, a shift in perspective. Therefore, the long-lasting personal benefits of visiting a foreign country far outweigh the costs and time.
Now, listen again. Traveling abroad costs a lot, not only money, but also time and energy. But the personal benefits of traveling to a foreign country are beyond imagination. Getting away from home and stepping out of your usual routine is beneficial for both mind and body. First, traveling sharpens your mind. A new environment forces you to accept a brand new life where you will be required to explore unfamiliar places, read foreign languages, try new things, make quick decisions, and choose your new eating and sleeping schedule. All these will require mental processing. Once you return home, you'll be sharper than ever. In addition, traveling can give you chances to exercise. Compared with going sweat in gym, exploring new cities on foot, hiking, walking between places can offer much more various and enjoyable ways to exercise. That means you'll be much more active from day to day while on the road, regardless of whether your trip is an adventurous one or simply a relaxing beach trip. Nobody comes back from a journey the way they started it. For example, returning from Pakistan, a country in South Asia, will people struggle to survive for lack of food or suffer from infectious diseases? You may feel more blessed and content. That's another change traveling will bring to you, a shift in perspective. Therefore, the long-lasting personal benefits of visiting a foreign country far outweigh the costs and time.
Question 11. Which benefit of traveling abroad is not mentioned by the speaker?
Question 12. According to the passage, what will happen if one travels to new places?
Question 13. Why does the speaker take Pakistan as an example?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A new study has found evidence that animals are shape-shifting to cope with rising global temperatures. The shape changes are the example of evolution, a process that lets species adapt to changing environments. This happens by passing on the characteristics that make individuals more likely to survive and breed. As early as 1877, U.S. scientist Joe Allen identified a classic example of evolution in action, known as Allen's rule. This says that warm-blooded animals tend to have longer ears, legs, and tails if they live in warmer conditions, compared with the similar animals in colder places. The long body parts provide a bigger skin surface that they can use to get rid of extra heat. A team led by Sarah Ridding of Deakin University in Australia set out to test whether Allen's rule had affected individual species because the world has got warmer in the past 150 years. To do this, they looked at the several studies into changing animal shapes to see if they were linked to temperature. Among the results, the team found that the mouths of several Australian bird species had grown by between 4% and 10% since 1871. They also found that wood mice are growing longer tails, and the bats in warmer climates are growing bigger wings. The changes are small so far, but may become more obvious in the future. Ears are especially likely to get bigger because they are good at getting rid of heat. Just because some animals are adapting to a warmer world doesn't make it less of a problem, however. It just means they are evolving to survive it, says Ridding. And not all species may be able to adapt quickly enough.
Now, listen again. A new study has found evidence that animals are shape-shifting to cope with rising global temperatures. The shape changes are an example of evolution, a process that lets species adapt to changing environments. This happens by passing on the characteristics that make individuals more likely to survive and breed. As early as 1877, U.S. scientist Joe Allen identified a classic example of evolution in action known as Allen's rule. This says that warm-blooded animals tend to have longer ears, legs, and tails if they live in warmer conditions, compared with similar animals in colder places. The long body parts provide a bigger skin surface that they can use to get rid of extra heat. A team led by Sarah Ridding of Deakin University in Australia set out to test whether Allen's rule had affected individual species because the world has got warmer in the past 150 years. To do this, they looked at several studies into changing animal shapes to see if they were linked to temperature. Among the results, the team found that the mouths of several Australian bird species had grown by between 4% and 10% since 1871. They also found that wood mice are growing longer tails and bats in warmer climates are growing bigger wings. The changes are small so far, but may become more obvious in the future. Ears are especially likely to get bigger because they are good at getting rid of heat. Just because some animals are adapting to a warmer world doesn't make it less of a problem, however. It just means they're evolving to survive it, says Ridding. And not all species may be able to adapt quickly enough.
Question 14. Why do animals evolve to have long body parts?
Question 15. Which of the following species is likely to grow longer tails?
Question 16. What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Jennifer, have you got 2 pounds? I forgot to bring my wallet. And I need a coffee. I've got only these pennies.
Sorry, I always use my bank card in the cafeteria.
You use a card to buy coffee?
Yes, it's a tap-and-go card, so it's quick. You don't need to enter your password. and everyone in a coffee queue uses them, except you.
Well, I pay for things with money.
You're out, digging around in your pockets for change, Peter.
So help me keep up, Jennifer. What's a tap-and-go card?
Well, tap-and-go cards are regular bank cards, but with a built-in chip and signal receiver. The card reader sends out a radio frequency, and when you bring the card close to the reader, the signal receiver picks up the signal to make the payment.
Doesn't it mean your personal data is flying around in the air for anyone to steal?
Nothing is flying around. At less than half a second per transaction, there's no time for anyone to steal your cash.
I'm still concerned about tap-and-go cards. What if someone steals my car?
Each contactless payment is limited to a certain amount. The UK's limit is £30. After you've used your card a few times in a row, you have to enter your password. And if a thief does spend a lot with your card, your bank covers you against the loss. Whereas, if someone steals your banknotes, that's your bad luck.
Okay, good points. Are you a big spender, Jennifer?
Not with my tap-and-go card, Peter. I think you should also apply for one.
You're right. It's better to keep up with current trends.
Now, listen again.
Jennifer, have you got £2? I forgot to bring my wallet, and I need a coffee. I've got only these pennies.
Sorry, I always use my bank card in the cafeteria.
You use a card to buy coffee?
Yes, it's a tap-and-go card, so it's quick. You don't need to enter your password, and everyone in a coffee queue uses them, except you.
Well, I pay for things with money.
You're out, digging around in your pockets for change, Peter.
So help me keep up, Jennifer. What's a tap-and-go card?
Well, tap-and-go cards are regular bank cards, but with a built-in chip and signal receiver. The card reader sends out a radio frequency, and when you bring the card close to the reader, the signal receiver picks up the signal to make the payment.
Doesn't it mean your personal data is flying around in the air for anyone to steal?
Nothing is flying around. At less than half a second per transaction, there's no time for anyone to steal your cash.
I'm still concerned about tap-and-go cards. What if someone steals my car?
Each contactless payment is limited to a certain amount. The UK's limit is £30. After you've used your card a few times in a row, you have to enter your password. And if a thief does spend a lot with your card, your bank covers you against the loss. Whereas, if someone steals your banknotes, that's your bad luck.
Okay, good points. Are you a big spender, Jennifer?
Not with my tap-and-go card, Peter. I think you should also apply for one.
You're right. It's better to keep up with current trends.
Question 17. How does the woman pay for her coffee in the cafeteria?
Question 18. Why can the tap-and-go card pick up the signal from the card reader?
Question 19. Which of the following is not a way to ensure the security of tap-and-go cards?
Question 20. What will the men probably do next? This is the end of the listening comprehension.